Hello, I'm Jonathan Abro, an avid and intrepid traveler. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I've traveled to all seven continents of the world. I've crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. When working as a contractor, we were often chucked out at Christmas time for the festive season. One year we decided very last minute to go somewhere, but had no idea where to go. We looked at Asia, Africa, the Americas, every direction, north, south, east and west, but the flight prices at that time of the year, so close to Christmas, were practically triple the price. I saw an advert for a cruise, so we thought, why not give that a go? The travel agent couldn't get us on that cruise, but he did ask what did we want to do, where did we want to go, and what sort of weather did we want. All of those were answered with, I have no idea and I really don't mind. The outcome was an incredible experience. After a train ride from Waterloo Station to Southampton, we boarded the Queen Mary 2 ship for a passage to New York City. We were allocated our cabin, in this case called staterooms, and it even had a balcony over the water and room for heaps of luggage, which we didn't have. We learned the difference between being on a liner and a cruise ship is that a liner has a passage from point A to point B, whereas generally speaking, a cruise starts and ends in the same place. Each night, dress code in the restaurants was strictly formal, so we attended a couple of those, but to be honest, we spent most evenings in the casual dining where the food was also incredible. They even made afternoon tea with scones and cucumber sandwiches. It was perfect. It was winter and the North Atlantic was getting wild. We did manage some deck walking circuits, which was both hilarious and exhilarating. As the ship rises over the waves and falls into the troughs and has us climbing up the decks or rushing forward down into them. In the middle of the Atlantic, we experienced level 9 gale force winds and swells of up to 7 meters. This sent the ship even higher up and down, which, as long as you did not experience seasickness, was amazing. During these really rough seas, we went all the way up to the top deck of the ship to feel the movement of the ship, and then all the way down to the lowest deck where we could sit at the windows and watch these giant waves breaking alongside us. What a way to get to New York City. And that was just part one. Our next part of this adventure was 5 days in New York City, where we did everything we could. We started each day with breakfast in real American diners, where we were eating pancakes or bagels and drinking copious cups of coffees, which were magically always full. Everywhere there was the sound of Christmas because, of course, at this time of the year, the shops were all ringing out their Christmas songs and smells of New York food cooking on the streets, such as hot dog stands as we walked past them. We visited the giant Christmas tree and ice rink in Rockefeller Center, walked along the High Line, which is an elevated train track that has been converted into a walkway and park area, and where we felt the icy winds blowing off the Hudson River. We marveled at all the high-rises of New York City, including the Empire State Building, and one of our favorites, the Chrysler Building. Of course, we had to join in on the Christmas sales at Macy's and other American shops that were on sale. For Christmas, we did something that we learned there was a tradition for many people, and that was to go for a really good Chinese meal. We found an excellent Chinese restaurant close to where we were staying and had a fantastic meal. For Hanukkah, we followed our tradition of eating donuts, and this we did in a small donut bar that we came across on one of our walks. To our delight, as we were sitting there having our donuts and coffee, two policemen parked their squad car outside and came in for donuts and coffee. It was like being in the movies. That evening, as the snow was falling, we sailed out of New York City past the Statue of Liberty. Part three of this adventure was a carnival cruise to the Bahamas for New Year's Eve. What a blast that was. Walking onto the ship is like being in a carnival party, and it just doesn't stop. Everything about this cruise is about having fun. Even the daily newsletter is called Fun Times. And they suggest doing whatever it is that makes you happy, whether that's swimming or actually spending the day in your cabin getting room service. In the evenings, they put on dive-in movies at the pool deck, where they put out the loungers, give you blankets and popcorn, and screen movies. We continued eating bagels, and I have to say, on board this ship, we ate the best bagels with smoked salmon and cream cheese I have ever eaten. We also got to help ourselves to ice cream at soft-serve machines, which is a dream for us. We learned that with all the pancakes, French toast, eggs any style at breakfast, an array of cakes and pastries available all day long, each 8-day cruise like this consumes 48,000 eggs. Astounding. After 2 days at sea, we stopped at Port Canaveral in Florida, followed by Nassau and Freeport in the Bahamas. We checked out the shops, went to the beach, and we even managed to drink daiquiris at sunset on the beach in the Bahamas. How cool is that? For New Year's Eve, there was a fantastic party atmosphere everywhere on the ship. There were celebrations going on from restaurants to cafes and out on the pool deck too. We came armed with our bottle of bubbly and joined in the festivities. Arriving back into New York City a couple of days later, there was a serious snowstorm, icy winds, and the worst weather in about 17 years. The timing was, well, cold. The temperature was about -11.5 degrees Celsius as we pulled into port, and it was freezing. The Naval Museum ship we moored alongside was covered in a thick layer of snow. Off the ship, we had arranged to meet up with some family of ours who live in New York City, and after going with them and their children to the Science Museum, we felt it was only right to have a snowball fight with each other. Then it was time to fly home from an incredible, unplanned, unimagined set of experiences. We've often gone on holidays like this with very little time to plan and even less time to book. And I really do hope to keep doing it always. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.